Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council member Lane Miller and Mr. Scott McKee. We're going to talk about pickleball. Pickleball is something that is kind of taking over. It's sweeping the nation. We've got pickleball courts going in Price over in Emery County. We're going to talk about what pickleball is and where all of this came from. And that was from Mr. Scott McKee. We'll talk to him in just a moment. Lane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pickleball is not a food group.
It is not a food group.
That's right.
We needed to know, let people know that just as we're headed in.
It's a terrific sport.
And how long have you played pickleball? Is this just something that's recent that you just picked up, or have you been going at it for a few years?
No, my daughter plays pickle mitten in her yard. Uh-huh. Badminton and pickleball combined. I've really never played pickleball, but I've watched it done. The thing that impresses me is that pickleball, there's a lot of social. You know, if you play tennis, it's pretty staid. Pickleball is laid back. Lunches, dinners, parties. I'd much rather do that than just playing a sport.
And we've talked about that in the past, you and I have, about how it's really a community involvement kind of a thing. It's a social community. And let's talk about where, we'll talk with Scott McKee here in just a bit, but what is Price City doing as far as helping and getting this off the ground here?
Price City is taking one of the old basketball courts on the south end of Washington Park, going to turn it, with Scott's help, we're turning it into three pickleball courts.
And so that's the work has already started on that?
Understood? I'm not sure how far away the end is, but it's close. I'll bet we're 2 weeks.
2-3 weeks away, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was Mr. Scott McKee. Let's bring him in. And Scott, you were telling me kind of a story about you are actually originally from this area. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm originally from Price. My parents moved us away to California about 2 years ago. I drove through Price to visit some friends, told my friends I could not live here because they do not have pickleball. I need to play my pickleball. They took me to the courts. I met the pickleball people, end up buying a house and staying here.
And that's the magic of what has happened here with him. So let's get into it. What really is, and you and I were talking earlier, if you had to say it's a combination of these sports, what really would you wrap up pickleball into?
Kind of like ping pong, badminton, and tennis combined. The court's similar, looks like a tennis court, 20 feet by 44 feet. The net's 34 inches tall, and it's played with a flat paddle and a wiffle ball. And if you look at it, you'll think you're playing miniature tennis. But you don't have to move as much because the court's smaller.
So these are going in now, and this is going to be a lot of fun, a lot of things that are tied around it. And I think we touched on it with Lane, but let's talk about the fact that you were saying that when they have tournaments, when people get together, it's really a family thing. It's a social community that everybody gets together. So let's talk about that aspect of getting together and playing pickleball.
Yeah, our normal pickleball, it's like a group thing. Meet people, great way to get out there in the community, get some exercise, introduce yourself to people. But then we have tournaments. It's like a big party, basically. And we're hoping to bring some national tournaments into Price and bring some money into our community.
And you were saying that one thing about this, and I'm not saying anything about age or anything, but mostly retirees play pickleball.
That's how the game started. But as the younger people started seeing how much fun it was, they started playing. So if you see the pros play now, a lot of the pros are younger people, 18, 20 years old.
You're looking at it as a way of, you know, actually bringing people to the community. I mean, if we would have had pickleball, you'd have stayed, right?
Correct.
And so with these courts going in and things like that, people look at that, and it's just really another recreational opportunity for Carbon County to get people to come here. In these tournaments, we were talking about the fact, how many people show up for these things, and you were telling me about one that the prize money, and I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, one of the big ones last year, over 2,000 people played in a tournament, and they paid out $80,000 in prize money. So they get pretty big.
And you're even taking it a step further and thinking to yourself, you know what? I want to get the youth involved in this, right?
Yes, they have Utah Youth Pickleball, and as their prizes, they give out scholarships. So there's a lot of counties in Utah that have teams. I would like to get a Carbon County team going.
This is all happening now. It's going to be all taken care of. You're even looking to have a small tournament. You can't have a full-blown tournament, like you were saying, but a smaller tournament as part of International Days, and you're looking forward to that as well?
Yes, we just had a tournament the other day, a fundraiser, and we raised over $700 for our new court, so we're putting our money in also. In International Days, yeah, we will have a small tournament.
A small tournament. And then how big do you see tournaments being here in our area as far as the draw with people coming into the area to play?
I would say since we're so close to St. George, which is huge pickleball in Spanish Fork, we could probably get at least 200 people playing. And then they'll bring their families. They'll stay here in the hotels.
That's all. One more thing that you were talking about is getting people to come to the area and hang out and have some fun. Scott, thank you so much for everything that you're doing for this. If people want to get more information or anything like that, what's a good way to get in touch with you?
We have a Facebook page now. It's only been up and running for about 4 weeks, and we have about 80 people on there already. Price Utah Pickleball.
So go on there, check it out, go out and hang out with these guys. Go play some pickleball. I'm going to go. Sounds like fun.
Yes.
All right, Scott, Lane, thank
I'll
you so much.
I'll challenge you to a game. How's that?
Okay.
There you go. We got a challenge.
Oh, boy. Now I got to get in shape.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Lane, Scott, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you. And keep doing this. This sounds like a great thing for Carbon County, and keep at it.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.